This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from BadgerBlitz.com.
We did all this while this man was holding on.
Jake Kokorowski. I was trying to get to it a few different times. Jake, appreciate the time, man. We're out at the WSSB Toy Drive in Oak Creek, so we're having some fun. Know you're going to be having a lot of fun down in Indy. Badgers and Buckeyes. We were just talking to Mike Borman of 92.3 The Game out in Cleveland, trying to find a hole in this Ohio State team to possibly see a victory for the Wisconsin Badgers. Can you find one as they're 16.5 point dogs down in Indianapolis this weekend?
Yeah, first off, you guys are having a lot of fun out there. I'm jealous. That's
a big show, man.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun. Jake, there's this propane heater right next to us, so just wait till 5 o'clock. It gets a little wild.
I gotcha. No, I would say with your question about the whole, I think, you know, it kind of goes back to this team is so complete. I think this Ohio State team, I listened to the interview earlier. You know, this, I think, and from my vantage point, too, this is the most complete team in college football.
Yeah,
and you're talking to our rivals, our friend Kevin Noon, who works for Buckeye Grove, which is part of the Rivals Network. It's one of the most complete teams he's seen. So this, you know, I think with Wisconsin, it kind of goes back to what you saw a little bit on October 26th, getting five sacks on Justin Fields like they did. And with that, from what you mentioned earlier with the MCL sprain with Fields, you might have a little bit of a bigger brace on. I think that might help Wisconsin in terms of containing the run game, where you have maybe not as much of a dual threat quarterback in Fields. Having that brace, that could affect how he carries the ball. But, you know, outside of that, it's all around this Ohio State team on all three levels of the defense, on the offensive line, having some all, you know, first team all Big Ten players, and then in that backfield and on the skill positions out in the, you know, wide receiver, which, you know, Chris Olave, you know, is, you know, an all conference receiver, and you know, he had a big game against Wisconsin just over a month or so ago. So I would just probably say pass rush, and then just I think Wisconsin's going to have to try to find ways to use their offensive wrinkles that you've seen the past few weeks with motion and jet sweeps and wildcats and whatnot and stretching the field. They're going to have to try to attack Ohio State, you know, and not just contained to one side of the field. They're going to have to attack the entire field to try to get something going on Saturday.
You may or may not divulge this information if you know it or not, but I heard some rumblings that maybe Paul Chris had a little bit more input in the play calling on Saturday than he had in previous games.
I did not hear anything like that. I haven't heard anything like that, but
Jared just made that up.
Can you let him finish, please? Go ahead, Jake.
But I was going to say, I haven't heard anything. I didn't hear anything like that. But, you know, for Wisconsin fans, and obviously what you saw, you know, in terms of the scoreboard and the stat sheet, it was welcomed in terms of the offensive creativity that they displayed with. You saw, like, out of 11 personnel, twice they ran screens, but to two different players. One was to Jake Ferguson in that first half. And then the second half, instead of going to Ferguson, they had Groshek go to the opposite side of the motion, and that wound up to be a 70-yard, you know, gain, and again, a big touchdown off of a 95-play drive. So it really you see that more and more. I'm wondering just with how the play calling will be if they use more wildcat with Aaron Cruikshank, who, you know, the past couple of weeks had some fumbles or some issues with. One was a handoff to Jonathan Taylor a couple of weeks back, but then you saw last week in the snow and in the wintry conditions, he fumbled on a wildcat play too. But you know, Wisconsin, I think, is going to need to, I'm not saying empty out the playbook, but just throw things that maybe they haven't seen on film. And if they trust the players to do that, I think Wisconsin could potentially throw off Ohio State here and there, and they'll have to capitalize.
When we talk about the talent level between these two, between Wisconsin and Ohio State, how big of a gap do you think there is? And I'm not talking about recruiting rankings. I'm just saying eye test of what you see on the football field. How big of a gap do you think there is?
Good question.
I think it's a big gap in terms of just what you're seeing. I mean, part of it is recruiting, but Well, when you see the depth, I know in the previous interview you guys had, you know, the depth that Ohio State has where you can just plug in players and they step up. It's significant. And Wisconsin, there is some depth a little bit on the offensive line, at wide receiver. I would even argue at running back, even though you have a Heisman caliber back in Jonathan Taylor, you're seeing some production from Nakia Watson and especially Garrett Groshek, kind of a down and distance back. But, you know, and even in cornerback situation where if Rashad Wild Goose can go, you know, I think they have a pretty much a two deep of cornerbacks that can play and can start. But you just see, though, the consistent talent that Ohio State builds up repeatedly year after year, and it does start with those recruiting classes. But, you know, plus you have, I mean, the most dominant player in college football in Chase Young. As good as Zach Bond and Chris Orr are, and first time since 1996 where you've had two Badgers the same year have double-digit sacks. You know, Chase Young, you saw what happened on October 26th in the Horseshoe where four sacks, five tackles for loss, and he was in the back two within a matter of a second or two. So I think, you know, there is – you see how this team is operating for Ohio State, and, you know, they're really – it doesn't seem there's a weakness for Ohio State, and I think that's what stands out a lot when you watch the film.
Talking with Jay Kokorowski of Badger Blitz and BadgerBlitz.com, part of the Rivals Network here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, Wendy's Big Show, live from the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive.
You know, Jake, what was that last time Ohio State played Wisconsin? Was that the Big Ten Championship game? How long ago was that?
2017.
Was that? Because I remember that game, and you talk about depth. But I think they ran at least 10 defensive linemen against Wisconsin offensive line. Yep. And it just felt that. Like there wasn't a drop-off between any one of those guys. I don't know many teams that can do that.
I think you hit it on the head, too. I mean, the depth and just the execution on the line of scrimmage is key. And even talking about this year's team, Gary, Tyler Biadasz mentioned talking about the offensive line play that they just – they needed to play better. They didn't control the line of scrimmage like they thought they could or that they wanted to. And that's going to be key. Obviously, you saw what happened this year, but even back in 2017 with J.K. Dobbins, gashing Wisconsin's defense that was normally stout for some huge chunk plays in that game. So, you know, and we're talking about the defensive line, even going back to 2014 when Melvin Gordon was having a fantastic year, ended up almost 2,600 yards, and he was stuffed, in terms of that game too. So when you have that ability to have that talented of a line and just being able to just mix and match and just throw combinations and just rest players but still not drop off, that's a recipe for success, and Ohio State has that luxury to do it.
Yeah, you really touched on something.
Well, he always does. He's platinum, right? Jake is platinum.
This guy's amazing, man. I mean, because I'm looking at the games with the running back, and it just seemed like to me, J.K., in some of these big games, he always put up big numbers, but the one that stands out, obviously, is the Michigan game. He had 211 yards. Penn State, he had 36 carries. This guy has 250 carries for close to 1,700 yards, 19 touchdowns. I don't hear anything about him with the Heisman. But the last time he played, you know, the Badgers had 163 yards. You just touched on it, had 20 carries and two touchdowns. If they can't stop the run, I think that's what's the biggest thing that people think that they're going to cover the 17 points. But I'm going to tell you something. I did not see Wisconsin going to Minnesota and beating them the way they did. I've never seen Wisconsin run reverses, all the trick plays, the great thing. I think this game is for the Rose Bowl. That's how I'm looking at it. How you say his name? Kokorowski?
Kokorowski.
Yeah, that too. That's what – if you think this game is close, say Ohio State win by 8, do you think they're a lock, Wisconsin, for the Rose Bowl?
Yeah, I think they – I mean, if Wisconsin plays them close, I think they still get the Rose Bowl. It's interesting because this is a chance that – looking at Penn State, who's number 10 right now in the college football playoff rankings as of this past Tuesday, Wisconsin's number 8. Wisconsin's beat three top 25 teams within those CFP rankings compared to, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Penn State has only beat 2 within those rankings. And so with that, I think that plays a key role. And, of course, the chair of that committee, the selection committee, mentioned on Tuesday, too, that that's why Wisconsin's the highest-ranked two-loss team, that they have three of those wins against those in the top 25 But I think it does come down to really, you know, how Wisconsin plays in this game. If it's a blowout, if it's a 59-0 type game like you saw in 2014, then, you know, then maybe the committee thinks differently. But, you know, it's going to be a question of whether, you know, the committee will punish Wisconsin for playing an extra game than Penn State. And, you know, is that fair? Is it not fair? And what will the eye test or what will the results be from the championship game? I do feel Wisconsin's going to play better. I think the indoor atmosphere, I think, will help both teams. But I think with just what you've seen, you mentioned the offensive creativity, the ability to throw Minnesota off guard like mm-hmm. they did. They put a lot on film for Ohio State to try to dissect and scheme against. And, again, we'll see if Wisconsin learns its lessons. And talking to a couple of defenders this week, and, you know, Chris Orr mentioned that he thinks the communication is better overall from that defense. And Isaiah Loudermilk, one of the defensive linemen, just mentioned that they're feeling the blocks better. And I think, you know, overall their assignments are better, and then their alignments are better. We'll see if it comes to fruition on Saturday. But I think they do enough, in my opinion, on Saturday to warrant a trip to Pasadena.
Now, Jake, just hold on here. I'm going to lay this quick out.
Let me
hear what you think if all of this happens on Saturday. Okay.
All right, here we go.
So Baylor beats Oklahoma, so they're a 12-1 Big 12 champion. Wisconsin beats Ohio State. They would clearly have the best win out of anybody possible for the college football playoff with a win against number one Ohio State. At the time, number, what was it, 10 Michigan. They'd have a win against a ranked Iowa team. And you continue to list, they had a win against the number 8 Minnesota team. They would have the best resume, along with if LSU takes care of Georgia, essentially knocking them out. There could possibly be a chance, if Wisconsin wins and all that breaks true, for Wisconsin to jump over Baylor and be the fourth representative in the college football playoff. Do you see that at all or no?
It's just that loss to Illinois still hits me on that, yeah. Where obviously if they get an ugly win, a dirty win in Champaign, we're talking more about that, and I think they'd be a lock if they beat Ohio State. It's just a two-loss team in the college football playoff is, I know it's been, you know, it's hard to come by with other resumes for other teams, and even if Ohio State loses, I still believe they'd be.
Yeah, they're still in. I think they're three.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're still in just because of what they've done, but it's just, I think other teams, I mean, only one loss, that loss to Illinois, in my opinion, that defeat down there where, you know, 30-point favorites, I think that would loom large. I think they just would miss out on it, but, you know, and that's just what happens when you lose in the regular season like that. It may be a bowl eligible Illini squad, but there was a loss, you know, that was one of the more historic upsets in terms of bettors and whatnot in college football this year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Jake, enjoy the game this weekend, man. Hopefully we're talking about a trip to at
platinum,
least Pasadena.
Straight platinum. And this is amazing.
Those are great, huge words from a soon-to-be Pro Football
fantastic.
Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler. Jake,
great
enjoy
job.
The game this weekend.
Thanks,
man.
Jake.
Hey, appreciate y'all. Continue to do that great work you guys are doing down there. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, man.
That's Jake Kokorowski joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Steve, he gave me hope. He gave me some hope. I don't think it's going to be as bad as you think.
Or refinancing in 2019. Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.